Created Hazreti Adem aleyhisselam he made him out of clay and he put him out to dry and it rained 40 days and there was only one day of sunshine. So that is why, Dr. Sadek, what percent of our physical body is water?
You know best, Mama.
I know best, I know. But nobody would believe me, I don't have the authority of being an MD.
Stop.
Yes.
Now I wouldn't even answer, Baba.
You don't know.
I don't know, Baba. You know best.
Well, anyhow, there's a lot of water. The proof is that some people have themselves burnt after they die. All that there is left is a handful of sand. The rest of it is water. It evaporates. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you knew what I knew, you would cry a lot and laugh little. And as all you know is that when we come to this world from our mothers, we cry. We look around, especially spring is here. Everything seems to be so beautiful. Flowers are out, all sorts of colors. Trees are all green. The sky is blue. The sun shines. So we think all is well. But if you ask each one and every one of us here, old or young, every day we have problems. Life is a series of problems. What is faith? What is religion? You can boil it down to two words. Fear and hope. That's it. And fear and hope are not opposites, but they are complementary. There is no fear without hope. There is no hope without fear. I am a farmer in California. I just planted wheat or corn. I am hoping that I am going to get 100 or 1 grain I have planted. And as it is happening now, there is a drought. I hope to get a harvest, but I fear there is not going to be a harvest. I'm sick, I get medication. I hope I am going to get cured, but I am also afraid that I am going to die. I am religious. I hope for paradise, but I fear I will end up in hell. That is the law. That is how it is, unless see, on this earth there are some beings which we see, there are some beings which we do not see. There are angels. When we declare our faith, "Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi," right after I believe in one God and I believe in His angels. The angels do not hope nor do they fear. You know what the angels eat? What is the sustenance of the angels? Is their faith. Is their love of the Creator. It is their worship. That is what they eat. That's why they don't go to the bathroom. Then there are animals. You see, the angels, they are pure intelligence. And animals are pure lust. They want to survive, they have to eat or get eaten, because to eat, they have to kill somebody else to eat it, but in the process they may be the food of the other animal. They have no intelligence. They are pure lust, pure flesh. The only activity in their lives is to stay alive. And for that, they have to eat and they have to copulate to continue having more animals. Then there is us, the human beings. Allah Ta'ala says that He has created us ahsani taqwim, the best of His creation. Man is in the middle. He could be angelic, he could be animal. When he behaves like most of us behave, He's an animal. When the meaning of life is to eat and to drink and to stay alive and to produce life by making love to their husbands and their wives, they are animals. But they have got the potential of being angels, because they do have intelligence. And through the culture, through history, through millenniums, every once in a while they do realize that there is a possibility of being eternal, deathless, in being angelic. From Hazrat Adam, our father, onwards, there is this battle between being an animal and temporal, either eating or being eaten, or being angelic. Using one's intelligence and opting for eternal life. Every prayer at the end, Sufis pray, La hawfun alayhim wa lahum yahsanun. For the friend of Allah, for those who using their intelligence have come close to Allah Ta'ala, there is neither fear nor sadness. For a Waliullah, for a Prophet, for an Arif, for a Zahid, for a human being who has opted for his intelligence rather than his stomach and his sex, there is neither fear nor hope. It is not necessary, because when there is no fear, there is no need of hope. And Ramadan is a month where we practice this. When we don't eat and we don't drink for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, neither do we participate in sex, we have a little taste of being angelic. So perhaps this Ramadan we should start our intention of fasting with the intention of being less animal and more angel-like. Salaam alaikum.
This is an observation, what they say, that a beautiful rose with petals, the leaves open up, it shows you like the human being. The rose goes up, the mountain goes up, come down, human being goes up, come down, and it smells beautiful like a human being. So they now compare a mountain and the beautiful rose that Allah produced. That was nice.
Ne dedi?
Güllerle insanlar arasında de bir
nelerle insanlar?
Güllerle insanlar arasında bir ilişki var dedi.
Neyle?
Gül, rose,
gül.
Gül,
gül, gül. Aa.
Güller açar, büyür, güzel kokar. İnsanlar da o şekilde büyürler, tekamül ederler, güzel kokarlar. Güller yapraklarını döker, çökerler. İnsanlar da çökerler.
We are not talking of poetry tonight. You noticed I did not even mention the plant life. Because the plants don't have any trace of intelligence. No, there is no relation between a rose nor a cactus, although people liken mother-in-laws to cactuses, you know, and you know, nice people to roses. But there is no relation between men and plants, unless the man totally loses his intelligent capacities. So we call it still alive. We call it plant life. What do we call it?
Vegetative state.
Yeah, vegetable state. We are a lot animals, some of us totally animals, but most of us a lot animals. When we drink, we are animals. When we eat, we are animals. When we walk, we are animals. When we go to the bathroom, we are animals. When we make love, we are animals. No. It is only when we think, but really think, not think about our bank account or whether our wheat is going to grow or not, or something, but when we think, where we came from, where we are going to go, who we are, who made us, who sustains us, then we are a little bit human being. Animals imagine a lot. Dogs, cats, they imagine catching a mouse and eating it. They grind their teeth. And when we imagine, we are like that. But I started talking about hope and fear. This is the beginning. You know, the fear of Allah and hoping for the grace of Allah. In short, having a religion, because I said that's what it is. A religion is this. It only boils down to it. Fear and hope. This is the school. Of becoming Arif Billah. To know Allah. Would not like to be a rose. You cough like I do.
Thank you, Baba.
But you can copy some. I must have some better characters than coughing. It would be nicer than if you would copy that instead of my cough.
Inshallah.
It's the beginning of being a Hanafi Sheikh. Cough like the Sheikh. Yeah.
Inshallah.
Well, what else should we talk about? Amongst the dervishes, there is a saying, Buddha geçer yahu, this will pass too with the help of Allah Ta'ala. Yahu is asking Allah's help. Buddha geçer, it will pass too. This is hope. And indeed it does. If you are sick, either you get cured or you die. So it passes. If your husband is mean to you, either you die or he dies. There is the story of neydi? Moğol.
Timurleng.
Ha?
Timurleng.
Timurleng'in Nasreddin Hoca. The Timurleng gave Nasreddin Hoca his camel to teach him Arabic. So I'm only, and of course, he proposed to everybody and nobody took it because, I mean, it's the head, you know, it's very, how are you going to teach Arabic to the camel? And so, but he was so destitute, Nasreddin Hoca, he took it. And when they asked him, you know, what will happen to him and he's going to lose his head, he said, well, he said, by the time he learns Arabic, it's either the camel will die, or Timur will die, or I will die.
Assalamu alaikum, Baba. Yeah, my question is, when we are not fasting, we smile more because we eat it. We feel the joys of eating. And it says in Ramadan time that we get more reward Ramadan time that we fasting, but we smile less because of the hunger that we have in our stomach. So what's that comparison of the reward versus the no reward time, which is not Ramadan time?
You said smile.
Yeah,
smile.
Like the happiness, showing love.
Yeah. Ramazan'dan önce yiyip içip keyfimize bakıyoruz. Daha keyifliyiz ve gülüyoruz. Yani yüzümüzde hep bir gülümseme var.
Güzel.
Ramazan'da aç kaldığımız için aynı keyfi alamıyoruz. Dolayısıyla somurtuyoruz. Ya Ramazan'ın bize verdiği ödülle bunun arasında bir ilişki var mı?
Hazreti Şibli Kudüs-ü Serrahül Fettahi says the real ibadet is not salat, is not saum, is not even behaving like a Muslim. The real ibadet is to do what is difficult for you to do. For a non-Muslim, Ramadan is inconceivable. Not one day, not 2 days, not 3 days, not a week, not 2 weeks, but a whole month. Especially whole summer month. As long as the sun is up in the sky, you cannot eat, you cannot drink, you cannot touch your wife. You have to watch what you say. You have to watch what you are looking at. You have to watch what your hands are doing. You have to watch yourself to do right, not to do wrong. It is not easy. But it is not easy for the nafs. It is not easy for your ego. But it becomes easy when do you do it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, fasting is for me, and it is only I who will give its reward. Salat is not for Allah's sake. It is for our own. Every other form of behaving or doing right as a Muslim should do is for our own good. But fasting is for Allah's sake, and it is the hardest thing for our egos, and that is why we are sour during fasting. It's a real ibadat. Is that?
Evet.
On the other hand, many of us who have been fasting all these years, we are looking forward to Ramadan, and many of us in this house are not too sour during Ramadan. On the contrary, we are much gentler, much softer, much less negative, and much more pliable, soft and gentle during Ramadan. At the beginning, it's true that many of us became mean and shouted at our wives and everything else. But for many of us, those days are gone. So you are with us new. You learn how to smile and how to relax during Ramadan and how to enjoy it, inshallah. Somebody's calling us.